guys, and welcome back to Honey Sex Talk. It's your girl, Honey. And today we're going to talk about STDs. I know I'm talking about a whole bunch of freak shit and whatever, but today I kind of want to make a serious topic just because it's like a lot of shit going on with STDs. People don't understand how serious it is. And like, you should go get tested. Even though if you like, damn, I've been fucking with him or fucking with her for like years now, still both of y'all can get tested together. I mean, like, it's nothing like, you know, trying to be mean or trying to be offensive or anything. Just go get tested and just be like, hey, you know, I got tested, just for the sake of it, just because, like, you never know. So y'all know STDs are infections that are passed from one person to another through sexual contact. The causes of STDs are bacteria, parasites, and viruses. There are more than 20 types of STDs. I'm gonna give y'all like 6 because I don't know 20 of them. So chlamydia, genital herpes, gonorrhea, HIV, HPV, syphilis, and trichomosis. I think I'm saying that right. I'm probably saying it wrong, but it's the one I start with a T. So it's a long ass day. So don't have symptoms, so that's why it's like hard as fuck. Like, you be like, what the fuck, like, how the hell did I have this and I don't, wasn't itching, burning, no bumps, no nothing. Like, sometimes you don't have symptoms, so it's just like, you just go get tested. I try to get tested every 3 months just because, like, I could still be fucking the same person for like a couple of years and I'm still gonna be like, let me go get tested. Shit, you never know. I'm saying like the person cheated or whatever. You just get tested just because you just need to get tested, shit. You don't know what the last person had that you fuck with. You get what I'm saying? So, it just makes sense just to get tested or whatever. So, some STDs, you can use antibiotics. If you don't take pills, I know for chlamydia, you can take a drink. If I'm not mistaken, then for gonorrhea, you can get a shot in your ass. So, if you're not good with pills, there's alternatives to take. Some STDs are not curable, and I know for sure herpes, syphilis, HIV, of course, and I feel like it's one more, but I'm not sure. But even though you have the incurable disease, that don't mean you're not gonna have sex. That don't mean like you're not gonna find somebody that's gonna fuck with you, marry you, whatever. Like, it's not, you, it's still hope out there. Just take your medication if you have like a breakout or whatever, and like, be safe as possible. Like, let them know, like, hey, even if it's like a one-night stand, please use protection so the other person won't get it. You know, you won't be spiteful. But if you're really fucking with this person, be like, hey, I have syphilis, like, you know what I'm saying, like, this is like the facts on it, and you can't catch it if we do this. I've been taking my medication, like, do you still want to fuck with me? You know what I'm saying? They might say no, but you know, you just be like, damn, that's fucked up. I've been with you, you know what I'm saying, for 6 months, nigga. Like, you know. But it's just good to tell your partner what you got going on, because it's very, like, you never know. Like, you know, some people do shit out of spite. Like, what the fuck? Like, why would you give me this? Because you're mad. Like, you know? Because you have it. Like, it's just crazy. So some people really be like victims. That shit, like, is hurtful as fuck. So, sex is not the only way to get transmitted, to get STDs are transmitted. I'm sorry, y'all. Depending on the specific STD, infections may also be transmitted through sharing needles and breastfeeding. So I didn't know that. You can get an STD through breastfeeding. That's new. But needles, yeah, because some people really be out here just sharing needles and stuff. Get your own needle. If you're doing drugs, get your own needle. This is my fucking needle. I'm not sharing shit with you. Fuck out of here. I don't give a fuck. You my cousin, brother. I don't care if you my mama. This is my needle. I'm not sharing needles with you. It's not working. Okay? Period. Now let me do drugs in peace. I'm not, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not sharing needles because you don't know what nobody, like, somebody has, like, for real. And I told y'all, like, sometimes you don't develop symptoms. If y'all do have some symptoms and you Googling it and it sounds like some crazy ass shit, take your ass to the doctor. I know some people, places, they have where you can call the doctor in or do like FaceTime, do something so they can be like, okay, you know what, go ahead and come in, Miss Jenkins or whatever. Like, you know, that shit is important as fuck. So Some symptoms are pain, discomfort during sex, or irritation, sores, bumps, rashes on the penis, the anus, the thighs, or mouth, unusual discharge or bleeding from the penis or pussy. Pussy, okay, sorry. Painful or swollen testicles. It's not cool. Now, if all that is going on, could get your ass to the fucking doctor and stop playing. Because ain't nobody about to sit here and baby you. Like, you're grown at this point. And if you're not grown, have somebody that you know that's like a close auntie. Like, somebody close to you that's not going to tell, like, your mom or your father if you don't want them to know you're having sex. You know what I'm saying? And go ahead and tell them to take you to the doctor. Because at the end of the day, like, it's you just hurting yourself. Like, I get you want to have sex and be freak nasty. Shit, I do too. But at the same time, I take my ass to that doctor because I don't be fucking around. It's too much shit going on. And you don't want to be like a statistic or whatever. Like, it's not good. But I'm saying, if you do have it and you know that you have something, you feel me? Send me a voice message. Shit, I'm a little willing to listen to like anything. I don't care. Like, I want to be a sex coach by like the end of end of my podcast, like season 2 or whatever. Right now we're on episode 8, so by like 10 episodes I do want to go into like sex coaching. So if y'all have questions or anything, y'all need to let me know. Questions, comments, concerns, I am here. I will listen. I appreciate all the voice messages I got, for real. If y'all do want y'all voice messages to be, you know, on the podcast, let me know. Hit me up, my Instagram, like, shoot me like a DM. I check them and you be like, hey, you know what, I want people to know this and that, so can you post it? Yeah, I have no problem at all. Okay, if you a doctor and you I'm saying things that's not correctly, you know, right, and it sound like you know shit better than me, I post it. I have no problem. You a nurse, I post it. I don't have no problem. You know, I just know much shit as y'all know, but I know a little bit more, you know what I'm saying? That's I just play it. But yeah, like, sex is like really like my thing. Like, I want to be a sex coach soon, but before like this year is over, before my birthday, which is in June. So yeah, wish me luck, you all. But yeah, so like I was saying, go to the doctor, make a checkup sometimes. Like, I know at Kaiser where I go to, they have a women's clinic, so I don't even have to make an appointment. I just go in there and be like, hey, I want to talk to a nurse. They're like, okay, what's going on? They're like, are you pregnant? The first thing that come out their fucking mouth, like, no lady, god damn it. I just want an STD check. Damn, not everybody's pregnant, shit, god damn it. But anyways, and then for a guy, like, hey, I know I'm at the women's clinic, just try, like, hey, can I get an STD check? Shit, don't even say, it's like, no, or whatever, or talk to your primary doctor. But nobody gonna baby you, like, excuse me, you'll get an STD check, like, you know, you gotta do your thing, make sure you're safe. They give you condoms at the end of your visit. For women, they be like, do you want to be on birth control? Like, you know, and some women out here, like, niggas busting them, like, 8 times a day. Random niggas, different niggas. If you are that person, go to the doctor, okay? It's not gonna hurt you. It's better for you to know than not know. You feel me? Because it can turn into something horrible. And I do not want that to happen to nobody. So, yeah. Quick message. Let me see. I feel like something else. But I think you guys really kind of know about STDs and everything. But the big thing is just go get tested. Cause that shit is super important. Like, please go get tested. Okay, I actually just came. Like I said, I will post my results on Instagram. I have no problem with doing it. If you guys want to know something like personally, individually, hit me up. Instagram is Honey Sex Talk, and I am available. Leave me a voice message. You know what I'm saying? I dead ass will get back to you. I have no issues. Okay. All right, bye you guys.